Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Hello, XOXO,
You are where you need to be every Tuesday night from 8 to 10, live with PD Radio. Miss PD here front and center, and as always, sharing the airwaves with my co-host that's better than most, the talented Mr. Black. What is up, Lizzie?
Oh, hey. We are, what, one day right before Thanksgiving? I'm loving it. And you know I'm always on my favorite gal. Miss PD.
Oh, I like that.
That's how we do
it. I like that.
That's right. I like that that in Vogue, how, you know, came out real strong with that. Hey, that was a classic.
Yeah.
When that came, oh, man, that song was
You like
was,
that? Yeah.
No words.
Yeah. I remember when that song came out and I saw their video, I was like, wow. I was like, they are amazing. You couldn't hate on En Vogue when they came out with that song. The lyrics,
the
harmony, the style, and all four of them are beautiful. They are the total package, man. And that song right there, that's the blueprint. Y'all better listen to that song and take heed to what they say. And I'm telling you, all you young ladies out there, stop sweating your men. Give him some space. Let him do what he need to do. He'll love you for it. That's all I'm saying. Tonight's show is all about the music, as we are going to play the best of the 90s R&B groups. And as you just heard, we kicked off the show with En Vogue, Hold On To Your Love. I mean, that song right there, their debut song was about schooling us on how to keep your man. Maybe you didn't take heed then, right? You know, you didn't take heed then, but when you listen to it with a mature mind now, it's all right there. And it's all the truth. Everything they're saying in that song is the truth. I'm telling you. I think it's a common mistake most women have with men, especially young women, is that they want and expect their men to be fully committed to them. You know, if they try to do something on their own, you know, young ladies want to catch attitudes or accuse them of being up to no good, and that's not always the case. Sometimes people just need their space, you know. Exactly. Space is good, and it's healthy in a relationship, so let your partner breathe. Like En Vogue said, be patient. Be patient, and he'll give his heart to you. I'm telling you, that's the blueprint. Y'all better listen to that song. That's my song right there.
You is tripping.
I had to kick off the show with that one. That's
but you are right, though.
So, hey, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to told you.
Mm-hmm. Speak on it, girl.
I'm speaking, hey. Black. I'm speaking. Well, you know, the 90s, that was a good time for music. You know, I enjoy the 90s. The groups is crazy. Do we even have groups anymore right now? Are there
any? Hell no. No groups.
You know, like back in the day, you know, guys got a lot of play to be like, yeah, babe, you know, I'm in this group. You know?
Stupid.
And the young girls
everybody
want to
be a loner now.
Yeah, the problem is everybody is selfish. Everybody want that spotlight and they don't want to share it. So the group thing, I think, is phasing out. But, you know, it's a sign of the times, I guess. But I like groups. I miss groups, you know, the way they harmonize, you know. They got their dance moves down. It's, you know, it's pretty cool. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that's what tonight's show is about, you guys. It's about R&B groups, the 90s R&B groups. And we definitely have to do a part two because I sure didn't get everybody in here that I wanted to.
Oh, yeah, you definitely.
You know, but you're going to enjoy the music tonight. But before we get into more music, I have to tell you this news I saw. Black.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Why did a man, listen, Black, why did a man sue his wife for having an ugly baby?
What?
Pause. I'm so serious. It was on,
Black,
it was on the news. This is so serious. A man sues his wife for having an ugly baby. He claims he's suing his wife for his baby daughter because she is hideous.
Right.
He feels his wife committed fraud by not telling him she used to be ugly. She apparently had over $100,000 in plastic surgery before they met and married. And the husband sued, and he won his case, and his wife has to pay him for fraud in the amount of $120,000.
He won?
Yes. How ridiculous is that?
Are you
kidding? I'm so serious. No, I'm so serious.
How does he know the baby going to be ugly? I don't get it. All babies are, you know, kind of wrinkly and ugly.
But what I want to know is, you're right, it's like when a baby is born, like, they don't fully have, you know, any full personality yet or whatever you want to call it. But I want to know, when this baby was born,
that
how
no
bad
sense.
Could this baby have looked in order for him to get that mad? Like,
how
it had
old is
to
the
be
baby
some
now?
Rip. I don't even know. I don't even know. This was just on the news last week, and I heard it. You know, my mouth flew up. I was like, no way.
You got to be kidding me.
Sue his wife because he said his baby. I mean, he didn't even just say ugly. He said his baby daughter was hideous. Like, who says
that
about
no
their
sense.
Own baby? Yeah.
So he's saying that the wife had mad plastic surgery, and she never really looked.
It came out after
true?
Where she had
she
over 100,000. Yeah. I just said she had over $100,000 in plastic surgery before they met and married.
Dang.
But he didn't know that.
So you feel like she jipping.
Right.
Like she wasn't truthful about.
Right.
I still don't understand how you can sue somebody for that, though.
Today, black, come on, people sue for anything.
They
sue for anything. Yeah.
I'm trying
you know
to say, like,
I'm
where.
Tripping.
What grounds, right? Like, how you go in and say, yo, man, I'm about to sue my wife because my baby's
hideous.
He was
mad. Guys, if you heard about this story, call us up, 646-478-3599. If you heard about it, tell us what you think. If you didn't hear about it, you're just now hearing about it for the first time, call us up and give us your thoughts on that.
That's messing me up.
That is hella funny. It's sad and it's funny at the same time. How do you just look at your baby and say your baby is hideous? And then, like you said, then turn around, look at your wife, and like, I'm going to sue your ass.
Well, how do you know the child is going to be ugly, though? I don't get it.
He's not saying the child going to be ugly. He said the child is ugly. He's
as
saying that the child
a,
ugly.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Come on now. How oh, man.
Right, it's a baby. It's a baby.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But you know, we joke about this a lot, too, Black. Think about it. You know how people had their babies, and, you know, by some people's standards, the baby is not that cute. You know what I mean? But the parents be like, oh, my baby is so cute, and you just be looking at them like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But in that parent's
right.
eyes, their child is beautiful. You don't care what nobody, my child is cute. I don't know what you're looking at. So for him to actually look at his child and say, she ugly?
He said she committed treason. That's
but
funny.
But, you know, just, all right, say for instance you marry somebody, right, and you marry a woman. Maybe y'all didn't have sex. Maybe she wanted to wait till y'all got married to have sex, and you find out she was really a guy. Then you
are
marry
you sure?
her. And you, yeah, because, you know, she defrauded you pretty much. So, yeah.
She defrauded me.
Because you.
How come that can't be his mistake? That's his fault for not checking the merchandise.
No, she's supposed to tell it because she knows. He wouldn't know. You know? That's what I think. Or if you have a disease or something and you marry that person and don't tell them, then they're not going into the marriage knowing all the facts. So
yeah,
wrong.
I can definitely see that one, yeah.
So, you know, that's crazy. I had to share that because I just thought that was so ridiculous. Yeah.
Wow.
And there's another piece of news that I found, which this is your boy. He's not my boy because I don't like him. I was never a fan of R. Kelly. Let me just make that clear. When everybody else was gaga over R. Kelly, I was never into his music. Like, he just
the
looked dirty
Kim.
To me, and he just always turned me off. He looked like he just smelled like sex, and it.
But this, no, I mean, let me stop.
Exactly. I would look at him and stuff in his videos, and I'd just be like, mm-mm. I was turned off by him. But anyway, his series, Trapped in a Closet, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he's working on bringing that to the stage.
I hear it. I read about that today.
Yeah, what you think about that?
You know what?
Hmm.
I mean, I understand what you how you feel about the man, but, you know, to turn that into a play or however you want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to do with it, it's actually a great idea because the way he was setting up those videos back then when he was coming out with that series, it was like you were watching
mm-hmm.
a soap opera. So I think it could make, you know, if you do it right, it could be a hit. So, you know.
Mm. No comment. I mean, I'm not going
to
hate. He's doing his thing.
He is
a good artist. You know, people like him, but, you know, you won't get much from me as far as praise on that because I just don't like him. And, you know, when that sex thing came out with the young girl, like, that was really it for me. I didn't like him before that, but then I heard about that, and it was just kind of a wrap. But he just looked like he...
Yeah, so you bringing up old shit.
Well, no, this is before that. When he came out, I don't know what it... I was turned off because he just looked like he smelled like sex. Did that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
He just looked nasty to me.
The girls did not mind either.
I know they didn't. And I would look at him like, mm.
Well, you know, I heard the man gives a hell of
but
a
But I was weird
because
I don't... Huh?
I heard that if you go see him live back in the day, he used to give a hell of a show on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just
great.
What I heard.
That's great for you, R.
I mean,
Kelly.
You won't see me buying R. Kelly tickets.
You're that dude, R. Kelly. You go. You're right. Anyway, like I said, I was weird anyway because I don't like the type of guys that everybody else likes. And, like, especially, like, pretty boys and... You know, all that, no, it turned me off because you think you all that and I'm turned off. So I don't like you.
You like the
and all that
Zulu
eye candy. No. And all that eye candy and stuff they starting to post on Facebook, I'm like, why? They just showing all these guys with their shirts off, you know, real buff cut up. And I'm like, are y'all really sweating over that? Y'all getting wet over that? Come on now. Whatever.
Why y'all still people drain from? Look at
you. I'm so negative tonight.
Uh-huh. We're right here at the cusp of the holidays and you negative.
Speaking of the holidays, I'm ready to get it in. I'm ready to get it out. The countdown to Thanksgiving is on. So what I do, Black, the night before, I do all my desserts. I get all of them done and out the way. I'm up all night with that. Once I get the desserts done, then I start prepping everything else. And I'm going right up until the guests come. Yeah.
You going to send your boy a pie? What's up? Oh, you laughing. It's like that.
I got you.
Oh, it's like that. Okay.
I'm
going
to personally deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm.
My boy, come on now. I got you. Happy
yeah.
Thanksgiving, Black. Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to play Pookie on you.
Hmm? Not Pookie. Please, no Pookie. So why don't we go into some music, Black? Tonight is about the music, so we're going to keep it rolling. And
what
are we going to give them right now? A little bit of truth. Spread my wings right here on PD Radio.
PD Radio.
My life, and I'm tired of being under cover. Medina to Medina, bet big, get in between your dances. Get the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest victim to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one was the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shit. Woo! The high guy, it ain't bitchy eyes, smoke, kick, rap, terror, four chrome and terror.
Shoot, like five
by the river, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 695, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So who can make it turn, you and my beard to click? Act up, I have my honey total bunch.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby. Yeah.
Enjoy those selections that we play for you. I hope you're loving the show so far. I am. I'm over here chair dancing. I ain't even going to lie.
Playing them classics.
That's right. That second segment, we came off with Troop, Spread My Wings. Now, that was my group, Black.
You don't know about old Troop.
I love me some Troop. And the lead singer, Allen, I just loved him. Oh, my gosh, I loved him. Anywho, we followed that up with Total, Can't You See? And Jodeci, Forever My Lady. That's the song right there, too. Remember Martin used to mess up that song? He used to be like, he'd be like, I hope that you close. Keep it, Javon.
He butchered every song.
He used to kill. I was like, why? I hope that you close. Keep it you on.
Is Martin still on? I need to.
Martin, is he still on?
Yeah, like, you know, are they still playing, like, you know, on the like throwback station, like TV One or whatever, stuff like that?
I don't know. If he's on, I don't know. But I definitely would love to watch some of his shows. Martin was funny as hell. I loved him.
And the royalties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Him and Gina together. The whole crew. They just worked. They clicked. That was a good show. You know, came out at the right time.
Yeah, yeah. Good chemistry. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, Black.
What you got for me?
What side of the bed do you sleep on? The left or the right?
Don't matter.
You all over the place, huh?
Nah, it just. I know some people they have to be on the side. Nah, it don't matter for me. I could be wherever.
Boo.
Why?
There's a study that says the side of the bed you sleep on determines your mood. It says people who sleep on the left side of the bed don't wake up as grumpy as those who sleep on the right. Like, really?
Hmm.
Like, y'all really doing surveys on people about that? Come on, yeah.
You always waking
all
up this
stuff,
huh?
You stupid. Mm-mm. I'm an angel. I wake up with butterflies floating around my head.
Mm-hmm. ain't got to lie to me.
Like, you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Exactly. You ain't got to lie to me.
Whatever. I do. You can't prove that I don't, so shutty. I have another question for you, Black.
Mm-hmm.
Since nobody's calling in.
Go ahead and bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Peoples, call up and talk to me at 646-478-3599. I know you want to talk to me. I know you want to talk to Black. So call us up right now. Because if you're not listening to PD Radio on Tuesday nights, you're whack. Yeah, I said it. Who going to challenge me, huh? Who going to test me, huh?
No challenges.
They don't want it. They don't want the, you know, the horns to come out. I'm a Taurus. I'm true to my sign. Don't
Who wakes up
me.
On the wrong side of the bed every morning.
I said, shutty. Whatever. Okay, so my next question is, Black, it's the holidays, and we talk about tipping and stuff all the time when you're going out, you know, what's the proper tip to leave. I'm always overly generous with tips, even when service is not so great because, you know, that's just whatever. I want to know, during the holidays, do you tip more, Black, than normally, or do you stick with your 20-25%? What do you do? Also, you know, during the holidays, you tip like your mailman, you know, your barber, your hairdresser, delivery man. Do you do that?
I tip the same regardless. So,
okay.
For me,
so you don't
give
an extra holiday bonus tip?
Nah, because I'm always generous when I tip anyway, so I just feel like, you know, I'm not trying to overkill. You know.
You gotta be nice during the holidays, Black. Come on, you gotta give a little bit.
I am being nice.
These people, you know.
Who said these people? Like they got the plague.
You know what I'm trying to say. Especially waiters, you know.
Not
they gotta,
exactly.
You know, buy toys for their kids and stuff,
but
and they already
that.
Don't get a lot of money.
That's why I tip. Well, anyway, I'm probably, well, maybe I'm not the only one, but I'll go to a diner, and you always see people leave $2, maybe $3 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to a diner, and I'll tip them $6-$7. I mean, you know. So, I mean, it's not, it's no thing for me. I mean, you know.
Yeah, me too. I'm
the
always.
Services, yeah.
Yeah, I always like to give more. The rule is 20-25% right now, I believe, and I always like to give the max plus a little
but
extra.
But if the service is terrible, you're not going to get 20-25%. I'm sorry.
But I do
I
it anyway.
Care.
But
nah.
At the same time, I do not feel like,
to.
Even though I do it, I still feel like people, when you work for tips, I mean, you got to work for tips. Point blank period. You know, it's like people like have attitudes like they don't want to serve you. You know, or they don't go out their way to be extra friendly. And it's like, okay, but you're going to want that person to leave you a generous tip. Like, that's your business. That's what you have to do. You have to
exactly.
suck it up.
So if you feel
but,
like
you, know,
you
don't
want to be there,
get...
I feel like I ain't got to
yeah.
tip your ass.
Mm-hmm. Same with some, like, doctor's offices, you know, the staff in the doctor's offices, they forget, like, you get paid because these people come in here to be serviced. You know what I mean? And they want to be rude. I'm like, first of all, these people already don't feel well. Yeah, even if they come in, you know, you have the patients who will come in grumpy and stuff or whatever. But you're the professional. So, you know, you have to be bigger than that. You know, when you see staff just acting nasty because, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, but they're the reasons you have a job. So you better act like you know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now you're right.
People don't take their job seriously anymore. Right? It's like, especially today when it's hard to find jobs, you better act like you know. Yeah, you keep. And the people, they kill me when they be like, well, what God has for me is for me. Yeah, that's true, but God don't like dummies either. Okay, remember that. You can't just be going around messing up one job and be like, oh, well, God, what God has for me is for me. Shut it up. Because God will look at you
excuse.
Like, you fool. Mm-hmm. Hear it all day. Gotta love it.
Mm-hmm.
But switching gears a little bit. Remember when we were talking about the actor Kevin Clash, who plays Elmo for Sesame Street?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Time to step down,
another
baby.
Allegation. He did. He resigned. Another allegation came out. That's crazy. So I'm going to read a little bit of that. It says, Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash has resigned from Sesame Street in the wake of an allegation that he had sex with the underage youth. Sesame Workshop said the controversy surrounding Kevin's personal life has become a distraction that none of us want, leading to Clash to conclude that he can no longer be effective in his job. In a statement of his own, Clash said personal matters have diverted attention away from the important work of Sesame Street is doing, and I cannot allow it to go on any longer. I am deeply sorry to be leaving, and I'm looking forward to resolving these personal matters privately. As the announcement was made, a lawsuit is being filed in federal court in New York charging Clash with sexual abuse of a second youth. The lawsuit alleges that Cecil Singleton, who was then 15, but now Cecil, he was then 15 and now an adult, was persuaded by Clash to meet for sexual encounters. The lawsuit seeks damages in excess of $5 million. Crazy. Crazy.
You know what's funny? What cracks me up about some of this stuff? That they say, oh, man, you know, the adult, you know, you're an adult, you're abusing your power. There's some dumbass kids out there. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I mean, I know when I was younger, if anybody
kids
said
are young
to me
and impressionable.
Wrong, I totally understand that. But there's nobody who could impress me to the point where it was going, it's not happening. No, sorry.
Look, I can relate because I'm the same way, but I'm also sympathetic to the fact that not everybody has a strong mind. Not everybody.
I see.
Some people are weak and they seek attention any way they can get it. You know what I mean? So they don't turn it down. And then it's like after the act has happened, you know, they feel remorse about it because they know it's not right, which they knew going into it anyway. But when you have a weak mind, you're easily persuaded. Easily.
So what you think, Miss Speedy? You think
and
you think,
justify things that you know are wrong, period. Huh?
I think Elmo was stepping out of bounds.
I saw somebody earlier, they said it's time to put pants on Elmo. That, and they said they see why Elmo liked to be tickled. I was.
This is crazy.
I know.
Wow.
But you know what? It's like does anything surprise you anymore? Really?
No, not really. Nope, not at all.
Me either. You know, sometimes my jaw drops at, you know, the gall of people sometimes, like, really, in this day and age, you're still doing that same dumbness?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not surprised, you know? It's like people who are killing. Like, you can't kill somebody today and get away with it. It's just not going to happen. Not today. It's coming out. With all the technology, they're going to find you. Trust me. All this stalking and, they're going to find you. And they're going to get
you. There's a lot of unsolved murders out there, though.
Ain't unsolved. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Somebody knows something.
Mm-hmm. They solve the ones they want to solve. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about that. So on that note, Blizzy.
That's right.
You like that?
Get it.
Let's go to some more music. I can't. That was the ones I did.
Woo, more music because Miss PD is tripping.
I'm tripping. Y'all know I like to laugh. Don't get new.
Here we go.
PD Radio. Woo!
Looking for unique, creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at poeticdesigns.net. At poeticdesigns.net.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one, but I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a phase. And if I
ever
in love
again,
I will be sure that the lady is a friend. Like you. The very next time to be my friend, if I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby, I just want to be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever
in love
again,
I will be sure that the lady is a friend. Like you, my friend.
Over here, we play for you guys some SWV, I'm So Into You, and Escape, Just Kicking It. You feeling that music over there, Blizzy?
Oh, yeah, and I got a trivia question for you, too.
What's that?
But not yet. We're going to let the caller come in first, then I'm going to ask both of y'all. Bang.
Oh, wow. All right. Got a caller? Let's bring him in.
That's right. PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This is it, guys. I'm calling in from Jersey. What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
what
what's
is
going
up here, Gazzam?
Right.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling, getting ready for this holiday, you know. Everything good with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's lovely. You liking the music tonight?
Oh, I'm loving it. I haven't heard that Escape joint in a minute. Now, you know, it's crazy. I got the Maxi single cassette on that on cassette. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Wow.
That right there is a classic. That Just Kicking It was a classic. I mean, I don't think I heard that in about a good maybe 10 years or so.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was watching a video, just watching a transformation of, you know, the first song to how they look now. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
I didn't realize Tiny had, you know, those teeth missing on his side.
I didn't see all of that, but now I'm going to investigate. I didn't see all of that now. You was all over there. Now, you know you ain't right.
I'm super negative tonight, y'all.
Oh, man. You know you not right all up in that woman's mouth. You top flight security all up in her mouth like that. That ain't right.
I'm trying to tell you, watch that video, Ear Gap. You're going to see the teeth on her left side. They missing.
Oh,
I'm like, why
man.
They won't show a close-up of her?
Yeah,
does not need an HDTV at all. You don't need it.
Okay.
I'm silly. I can't help it. Everything makes me laugh. I'm just ridiculous.
Yeah,
so what's up,
Ear
Gap? What you got for us tonight? What's up with you?
Oh, man. Nothing, you know, I'm just lounging now. You know, I just came back from the city. It was, you know, it's kind of crazy out there. So I'm back home in Jersey on the home front, and it's nice and peace and quiet.
Yeah.
That's why I like to come home to some peace and quiet and escape all that craziness going on, you know. So, you know,
right.
Other than
and
that,
chill out
good.
With PD Radio, right?
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely. You know, I'm going to check it in every Tuesday. You know, I'm checking in every week. Matter of fact, I was on the Bad Seeds radio station for his special. I was talking to him, kicking him with him, chopping up with him. I think that was yesterday.
You getting it in, huh?
Yeah. I was
you
listening like, yeah,
six
you
man.
Know.
I love it.
Definitely, definitely,
okay.
Most definitely. Black, how you been, man? You know what I'm saying? You. I don't even see you on Twitter that much. You be in and out, man.
Man, I'm always working, man. I'm always in
stealth mode.
Mm-hmm.
He be in stealth mode. Mm-hmm.
Nah,
he
that's
be watching
under the radar. Under the radar.
Exactly.
I ain't mad at y'all.
Crazy.
He try to act like
in,
yo, he be on there. Mm-hmm.
I can get in, leave a comment, and then I'm gone. I gotta. But
You said you had a
trivia.
Question for us, Black.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I want to find out who you guys think. Okay, so first up, who do you think? Now I looked at the numbers. Who do you guys think was the most popular male R&B group of the 90s?
Jodeci?
I would say Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men? Bam,
yeah,
what do you got,
say,
Ms.
Okay.
PD?
I said Jodeci.
And the winner is... I need a little drum roll. Jodeci was the most popular
Boyz II Men.
Really?
Wow.
But Jodeci Dusty was more popular. They were considered more popular than I don't know how, but that's what
well,
I thought.
Jodeci was that group now. Now I said earlier, I never really liked, you know, Pretty Boys, but yeah, I was feeling Devontae.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I knew that was coming right now. I knew that Devontae was coming right now.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he'd be like, let Devontae feel you, baby.
Yeah. I know you were feeling Devontae. Everybody was, oh, Devontae. You know what I'm saying? Dark-skinned brothers like, you couldn't get on because Devontae. You know what I'm saying?
He looked real good right now, though.
Yeah,
the
ear gas,
and now I'm
right
turned
now.
Off. Yeah, he looked real crazy. I'm turned off right now.
Yeah, he's on that, you know that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, Devontae, let's get it together, brother. We need that. You know, most of them brothers, man, they all looking bad right now. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
Who is it? I think JoJo is on that celebrity show right now,
yeah,
the rehab
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
he's on there looking crazy.
Man. Yeah, he's looking crazy right now. The brothers got to get it together because I ain't got a front, man. I was, like, big fans of this. Matter of fact, while I was living in Inglewood, Casey and JoJo used to live, like, maybe a couple blocks down from me. And I remember they used to live in Leonia, New Jersey for maybe about 2-3 years. And I remember that's, like, right next door to me. And I remember drive past their house. And I used to see him out there chilling, man. You know what? It's cool, man, because, you know, he's always, you know, they'd be like, what's up? You know, they just used to be driving through. You know, they'd be like, what's up, man? They're some cool cats, but they messed up now. I just hope they get it together because they're really down the super group, man. They're a super group, man. So
Yeah, they were.
Don't you miss groups today, Eargasm? It's like we don't have them anymore.
We don't have R&B no more. There's no more R&B. It's all this dance music and all this,
you know.
Pop dance stuff and all these groups are trying to follow, you know, the genre of like what these record execs are trying to put out there and make their new sound. So they all follow, you know, what you see Monkey do. You know, there's no R&B no more.
Right. That's what C's show was about last night, right?
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what his show was about, and it's a shame, you know. So, you know, we got to get these R&B guys back up, man. They don't need to do that dance music stuff, man. They got a good following what they're doing, man. You know, don't change your sound, you know.
No. They got to get back to them Temptation dance moves and
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Got to do the slide.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Throw a little intro. Remember Intro? Remember that group Intro? Man,
Yes, we have to do a part two of this show because there's a lot of groups that I didn't get in. But, yes, I remember Intro, definitely. Mm. Yeah,
I believe the lead singer. Yeah, I believe the lead singer passed away, but they were a good group, man.
Intro?
They were,
I heard about that, right.
Yeah, he died of AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
He did, but they were a great group. Yeah, they were a great group, man. Chris John, remember Chris John? They were out for a little while. With Rockefeller before them two
now,
brothers, I don't know what happened to them.
I know what happened. So I got a problem with P. Diddy for destroying that group. No, not him, but Dame messed that up. There was something about they didn't push them properly. It was like between them and Rel, they didn't do it right. It was something that happened where they just didn't push the right. Because that Chris John CD, that first one is hot.
Man, banging, man. What from cover to cover, man. Crazy, man. Hey, yeah, they and both of them brothers were good writers. They produced and wrote their own music.
Yep.
And it's like, man, they just like, they just disappeared. But that whole album was banging, man. Yeah, man. They didn't put their enough like, you know, presentation in their stuff, man, because it was great music, man.
We need to seek them out. We need to try to get them on the show.
Me too. I still got it. I still got that, too. That's a classic right there. I'll never get rid of that album.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so hopefully, man, like I said, some of these guys can get back in the game, you know?
Who is your favorite female group of the 90s, Eargasm, and favorite male group?
Female group in the 90s. Let me see. I would have to say. I used to really like TLC. I used to really like their vibe. I really used to like TLC. But then there was groups out who like you know came under the radar too, like 702. I remember they were pretty good. Brownstone was pretty good. I was feeling them.
Brownstone. Yeah.
You know they was feeling real. They was real good, man. So there was a couple groups out there, man. But, yeah, the females got some love, too, you know. And they were getting less promotion than the fellas, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They were getting less promotion. As a matter of fact, I remember I still got the CD called Sister when Missy Elliott was in a group called Sister.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I still got that CD, man.
Yeah, I heard she was in a group, but I don't remember. Did they do anything big?
They did a song, I can't even go up to get my CD, but they did a song, and it was, I forgot the name of it, but it was called Sista, S-I-S-T-A, and it was, they came out with like a single, you know, I think it was called Brand New, but it never really, you know, crossed over, and I think after that, Missy Elliott went solo, and she did her own thing, you know what I'm saying? She broke away from Devontae, and started doing her own thing, so they will have promise. But I mean, you know, look, Missy Elliott was definitely a talent on her own. So,
oh yeah,
pretty hot too. Yeah, definitely.
But I was feeling in Vogue because they
yeah.
had it all. They had they were the total package. Yes,
yeah,
that's what we kicked off the show with. Yes,
yeah, Vogue
all four of them were beautiful. They all four of them can sing, and it's like they had the dance, they had style, they had everything.
That's right. Cindy, I'm looking for you, girl. I'm looking for you, Cindy.
And you know what, Eargasm? I saw her on something. I was watching TV. It was a play she did. And I'm watching her. I said, I'm telling you, she still looks hella good.
Yeah.
She looks great. And I think she got like four kids. Her body is tight. She looks really,
look
good.
No. Cindy. I used to love me from Cindy.
Yeah.
And then she was in Juice, too, already. She really set it off then, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
That boosts
her.
Oh,
my
brother
extra.
Right there, man.
Oh, yeah, she's very pretty. Even as a woman, I look at her, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that group was great. They did have some hits. Wow. There's so many of them.
Right. You got Total, SWB, man. Some good stuff came out. Yep.
Yeah, we did.
I wonder what happened to Total.
On.
They just, yeah. We definitely
you know
have to do a
Total?
Part two of this one.
P. Diddy.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
Diddy
right. He destroys
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
What happened to, what happened to 112? P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm. You
Nelly,
know, P.
Call
Diddy
Thomas. P. Diddy.
Yeah, you know. What happened, yeah. So you know what P. Diddy does, man? He's his own entertainment. You know, he doesn't mind you getting some shine, but he gonna get some too. That's why, you know, he wants to be in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess kind of all these groups are getting tired of seeing his face and everything. So you know, they want to do their own thing, man. And you know, P. Diddy got a little ego about him. So yeah, he shafted them too. You know.
Oh yeah.
Right, but what is that? Like, why do people have a problem? You know, taking the background, like, you know, move back. Let somebody else shine. Everything don't have to be about you.
We are talking about black folks right now. Like Chris Q said,
yeah.
Black people always got to show their teeth. Black folks always got to show their teeth. You know it.
Hold on. We have another caller that want to come in. Let's see what they have to say. Hold on.
Oh, man.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from? PD Radio.
Hello?
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 You're on the line with PD Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Wrong number.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Doug, Sigma Poet 1914 from Twitter.
Oh, hello.
Well,
hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. You had told me to call.
You act like you don't
want
to talk to us.
Yes. I mean,
you
I
scared
to
be on the air?
For a minute, but that whole storm thing kind of messed up our whole arrangement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. We have Mr. Sigma Poet on the line, you guys, from Twitter.
That's right.
We also have on the line Eargasm from Twitter. I love my Twitter people. You guys are awesome. Always calling in and supporting the show.
No doubt.
So what's up? What's up, Doug? You wanted to do something on the spot for us real quick?
Yeah, I actually did. I mean, I know if you had time to fit me in. But, yeah, I have some. Especially since I hear you guys talking about real lyrics and stuff like that, I think I got I'm pretty sure I have something. I mean, you've already seen my work, so I think you could kind of vouch for me.
Okay. Well, the spotlight is on you real quick.
Let's do it.
I'm going to give you a minute to do your thing, so go.
All right, cool. All right, this piece I got is called Notice You. It's from my new book of poetry, Broken Silence, and it goes like this. At one time in my life, I thought that that catch. When it came to love, I always missed, dismissed. Had a lot of wrong women come through my door. But I think this one is different. Could be the next missus. Never met anyone like her before. Cupid had me targeted, trooping it hard during the march to bring to me this new lady who flowers beauty. Her aura is a scene of serenity that gave me a change of heart. And from the start, the fire she ignited inside of my desires held me hostage, put her stamp on me. I delivered something so unique that I never want to leave. You see, she brings out the best in me when the world sees me as the worst. She brings me back down to earth when I'm at an all-time low to feel like I finished first. Presently, I'm so wrapped up into her, living in the moment it occurs. This woman is so gifted, continues to keep me uplifted by finding something in my soul that I thought stopped living. She's my honorable mention in every discussion, always got me blushing, so driven and independent. And I got the intention to strip her of any insecurities and give her love and security. You couldn't measure with a ruler how I feel about her. The lovely dimensions of what she represents extends into the end of time. Her love is my lifeline. She's got so much death. She brings my pain to death that always takes away my breath. She's ahead of her class, got an hourglass figure. But most importantly, her inner beauty is nothing less than timeless. She's amazing in sweats and a t-shirt with no makeup. So beautifully made up. A lot of people can't keep their eyes off her. I can't keep my mind off her. I believe this woman's cut from a different cloth. Something I dig that's deep. And it's a secret that even an outfit from Victoria's couldn't make clear to see. There's so much harmony between her and me. We make beautiful music together. I think of how in sync we are in the regular. However, if we ever got a tune, I would play the moment of the day she had me sing her praises. Her smile kissed my soul without even touching my lips, which sealed it. Never thought anyone could steal my heart of steel and give me feelings that are so real. That's that piece, New Jersey, what?
All right. I like that.
That's what we're talking about. That
all
was nice right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that.
And that's
that.
From your new book?
Yes, that's from my new book of poetry, Broken Silence, which is on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And also my Twitter name is SigmaPoet1914, and hopefully soon we can, you know, reschedule something. I could do a full show with you because I have bars.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make that happen, yeah. You know, okay. Sandy kicked our butt. I had to kick you off last time, but, you know, we got you. We're going to get you on real soon.
Yeah, you know,
That's darn Sandy.
I have some real issues with her, so I'll definitely be writing something about Sandy.
Uh-oh. I think a lot of people got issues with Sandy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we really appreciate that.
Well,
Have you been listening to the show tonight?
Yes. Yeah, well, as soon as I saw that you had posted that you're doing it, I said, let me call up. So, yeah, I mean,
you like the music?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's one thing I saw. See, you guys are listening to the music, the kind of music that I like. You know, real
all
music.
Right.
You know, real singing, real lines and stuff like that. So that's the stuff I listen to. That's stuff I have playing in my house when I'm writing or whatever, or I'm just chilling or whatever. This other stuff, you know, I'm not really feeling it. You know, And then you have some people that are trying to recreate that music. Just be original, be yourself. But just be real. And I think a lot of people, they don't know how to really do that.
Yeah, you know, too many good cutters right now. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, you see that thing back in the day, people spoke from their hearts. Now people are speaking, well, what will people buy? What will they buy? You know,
everything's a trend right now.
Exactly.
But see, the thing is, there's no passion in what people are doing. Like back in the day, you did it because you really, really, truly had a passion for it and a love for it that was so deep. Today is not about that. Today is more about, you know, the fame and the money that they can get from it. It's not about the art itself. And I think that's why it's falling off, because the passion is not there anymore. It's about what they can get from it, you know, versus, you know.
Right.
trying to put out a good product, you know, because it makes them feel good doing it, and it makes, you know, the listener feel good to hear it. It's not about
you're right.
them. So.
Yeah, for you're right.
You know, people try, but it doesn't come off. It's just not the same. It's not coming off sincere. So
exactly.
anything today I really don't pay much attention to. Unless
exactly.
it's brought to my attention by someone, I really don't pay any attention.
I agree.
There's a lot of artists out right now. Seriously, mm-hmm. there's a lot of artists out right now people talk about. I have no clue who it is because
exactly.
I don't, you know, I give it no attention at all. So.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, this is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is why New Edition, after 30 years, is still relevant because they did real
Thank
music.
You.
There's no
Thank you.
Group out right now that we can say 30 years from now, I can say I'll be listening to them. I don't know one.
Mm-hmm.
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 Wow. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, these cats are still going on tour, sold out shows.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they
and
are. When they came here, I missed it. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
I'm so mad that I missed it. Because growing up, man, I had it bad. Over New Edition, I was ridiculous. Me and my cousins, oh, my gosh. We had the sweatshirts with New Edition on the front and our favorite singer on the back. Oh, yeah, we had it real bad.
Wow.
And on top of that, the sweatshirts were fluorescent.
Oh, wow.
You know, and of course, I was in love with Ralph Tresvant. That was going to be my husband. I just knew
uh-huh.
that.
With sensitivity, huh? The man with sensitivity, you see that?
And then, you know, because my last name is Bell, you know, you got Ricky Bell in the group. So I told everybody, that's my cousin. No,
wow.
for real, that's my cousin.
Wow. You did one of them things,
yeah, I had it bad.
I ain't gonna lie. When Velvet DeVoe came out, I tried to do the two mismatch and shoe joint. You know, one red, one black. It ain't get over quite well. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I tried to, you know, get the mental thing and everything going, but it wasn't working. You know
the
what
mental.
I'm saying? It wasn't working. Right.
Over
yeah,
right. and everything.
Right. It
yeah,
was over.
BDG was bad. Yeah,
yeah.
I liked them.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Like,
you
do
know,
me,
so.
Baby.
Oh man, they was the
do
best.
Me.
They was the best with their mismatched shoes and the, you know, the crazy hats.
Right?
And pointing, they was always pointing in the videos, you know, they was just playing at the scene all the time.
I forgot
Ooh.
About that point. Yes, they
yeah.
did.
They... Point at the screen all the time. That was BBD right there.
Boys to men, ABC, BBD.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they had a good show. They had a good little lineup with them, you know.
Yeah. ABC, though.
Yeah, no, I think all the matter of fact, I believe one of the brothers on ABC, I think the oldest one was Dallas Austin's little brother, I believe.
Oh.
I think his name was like Young Austin or General Austin. That's what his name was, General Austin. It was Austin's little brother, and he put him in the group. You know, like he was supposed to be like, you know, like S1W is like Professor Griff of the R&B thing. Yeah, he was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but yeah, they did their thing, man. They did their thing, them little brothers, man. I don't know what happened to them, but the boys,
yeah.
you know, the boys, you know, the little group, the boys.
Oh,
you know,
the boys! Yes, I forgot about them. The boys.
They had a nice song too. They had that one song that was pretty popular. I can't remember the name of it though, but
right. They had a good group. And then Soul for Real, you had Soul for Real.
Mhm. Mhm. You know, yeah, we're gonna get into them.
Out.
And a little bit on the show, we're gonna play some music from them. But I want to ask you two guys something while we have you on the line. Now
sure.
we're talking about how today's music is just, you know, not the way it used to be. Is there any singers out today? If you can put together any single singers today and form a female supergroup or a male group, who would you put in that group? Eargasm. I'm going to hit you,
you know,
with that.
You
first.
Know what? I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about doing that Secret Garden over again. You know what I'm saying? Like that you know, you know what I'm saying? Put like,
right,
I ain't going to lie.
Right.
I will put like Tyrese in there. I would definitely throw Jaheim. Yeah, Tyrese in there because he got a good voice. And for somebody with the deep baritone, I would throw Jaheim up in there. I think he would
okay.
be good.
Okay.
Now we
yeah,
gotta
I
get,
like
now
his voice.
Right, right. Now we got to get a singer with, like, a real, like, high of a bottle. I mean, I'm trying to think of some guys out there who can pretty sing pretty high like that, you know. But I would like to see, like, a Secret Garden, like, you know, 2012, 2013 with some
yes,
brothers,
high.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, who would I would like to hear in, like, a super group like that, you know? I would definitely, like I said, Tyrese, Jaheim.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, I don't know. I got to sit and think about that for a minute. But that was
mm-hmm.
like that was a great question to see who I would definitely want to see, you know, in like nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. What about a female supergroup?
If I could put a supergroup together, I would definitely throw Jill Scott in there. I would definitely throw in, believe it or not, I would throw Macy Gray up in there. She got a little flair about her. She a little kooky, but she got a little
something
about
her. Yeah, but she got
that
voice, though.
Yeah, she can get that extra.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. I will put Macy Gray in there. Let
okay.
me see who else went out. Let me see.
Scott, Macy?
Yeah, yeah, Macy Gray, Jill Scott. I would throw, Janelle Monae. I love her. She's
yeah.
like. Yeah, she's
yeah.
high power, high energy.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let me see. Yeah, I think I would like
a
nice little group like that, see what they can do, you know? They could probably funk it up and Janelle Monae, you definitely get out there and start dancing, so.
I know, right? How cute is she?
Yeah, I love her.
Uh-huh. Doug,
yes,
you're up.
There is one singer right now that I'm in love with, and I would
mm-hmm.
swipe her up right now on
Uh-oh.
The spot. And her
Ooh,
name
who
is.
Who's that?
And her name is Melanie Fiona.
Oh yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
her.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, who would you put mm-hmm. her in a supergroup with?
Okay.
A female supergroup.
Three more Melanie Fionas, right?
Right.
All right.
Can't go wrong.
No. No. No triplets. What you got? What you got?
Okay, you can throw in Lauryn Hill. I'm assuming the Lauryn Hill is not going through anything. I want that one.
Am I wrong to say, I think she fell off, though. I don't think she has it anymore.
Who, Lauryn?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And I want Keisha Cole.
Okay.
Yes.
I see that.
I need one more. And I'm going to say, give me... you know what, this is a real curveball, but I'm a winner. Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
That's my girl right there.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Side question real quick, since you said Christina Aguilera. I know this has nothing to do with anything, but I'm silly and I can't help it. I have to ask this question. How do you guys like her with the weight? Does she look good to you right now with the weight?
You know what?
I think the body is fine. You know, she got a nice, you know, plump body now, and I think that's fine. But she doesn't look good with a round face, a fat face.
She got that puppet master face.
Yeah. See, I'm not going to lie. I think she looks all right, but I think you're right with the weight on her face. I think that kind of, I mean, we're so used to seeing her like skinny and everything. But
right.
I think with the face, yeah, it definitely throws me off a bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the body looks good. You know, it really does. So it's not like she's out of shape or anything, but you know, her face just looks extra plump. Like she has like fat cheeks, and it's not working. Doesn't.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get off of that
because
y'all won't think I'm hating. So let me
get
off of that.
I wasn't trying to catch that one. I was like, let me be quiet now.
Before you go to the next thing,
I'm not.
I had something for the male supergroup. You said you needed somebody with like a little high end voice, a little something going on.
Who, man?
Who would you pick? I'm just throwing these names out there. Would you pick like an Adam Levine? Would you bring in a John B?
Maybe a D'Angelo, because D'Angelo can get up there too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he can hit them high notes.
Yo, oh yeah. Man, John B. John B is another one, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he don't hit the high notes though, right, John B? He can't really.
Yeah, but he got that voice though. He has that. It's a softness about his voice. You need like that. You need something like that to kind of offset those other powerhouse dudes.
Right, exactly, because he would definitely be like the El DeBarge voice in there. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
John B was like, I call him a little baby face, because to me he sound like Babyface. He was Babyface background vocalist, so, you know, on a lot of his albums.
Yeah,
that's how he got on. So yeah, John B, man.
Okay.
You just need one more. You got to get somebody. Let's get for the bass part, I guess, you know, because you have your Barry White. Maybe we can bring back bass from Boyz II Men. He'd be only a good guy to kill that off at the end, man.
That's true.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, that would be real good.
Uh-huh. All right, Doug, aka Sigma Poet. Now, do you like that male supergroup that Eargasm put out there, or would you put together your own little group?
That's a good choice, but since I have the option, I like to put together my own group. First of all, I want to go for a good writer. So, and I know this guy can sing. I'm gonna go with Neo. That's my first pick.
No doubt. Okay.
You know, I didn't even think about him. You're right. You got a point there.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I want Johnny Gill.
Oh,
he was, I tell y'all, he was floating around in my head. He was floating in my head.
He's trying to go to church.
I'm not really a fan of this guy, but I'm gonna throw him in there. I'm gonna go with Chris Brown.
Okay.
Chris Breezy? Does he have a group style vocal? Does his vocal?
Nah.
I don't know. He would be Eddie Kane on the side doing his own thing.
You know what? I could see that because you know what? I could see a little Chris Brown because he would put a little edge on top of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He would put the edge on there. Exactly. Right.
We're going for voices, guys.
But you know what? Chris Brown can sing. Let's not get it twisted. The man can sing. He can blow.
He's
got a nice voice. Yes, he got a nice voice. He can blow. But he'll put a little edge on top of that. So, you know, that may fly right there.
Sure.
He may not be with the whole group thing, but, yeah, he'll do it.
And then I have one more person, Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
My boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
While Johnny Gill is still that show, though, boy, they'll be mad at Uncle Johnny, man.
I know. Especially if he get up there and do them dance moves from that song and rub you the right way, I'm going to be done.
I know. You know what?
I feel everything. I can't stand that video. He be like, and rub you the right way. And his dance moves,
Yeah, you know, that's Johnny right there, you know. Eddie Murphy's
it
man,
so
right
corny.
There. Eddie Murphy's boy.
Oh, see, I'm not the only negative person tonight.
That's Eddie Murphy's man right there. You know, him and Uncle Johnny, they good. You know, they're boys. I'm just saying, they're boys. You
Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, you know. That's what his wife said, Uncle Johnny. You know what I'm saying? That's what Mrs. Eddie Murphy said, Uncle Johnny, man, you know.
Oh, Uncle Johnny. Okay.
That's what the woman said, you know what I'm saying? That was his wife. Mm-hmm. She said it. I didn't say it. She said it. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, you guys, it's been great chopping it up with you tonight. Eargasm, you always showing support to the show. I love you.
I love you.
You're awesome. Douglas, aka Sigma Poet, you rocked it tonight, doing your thing. Thank you
so much
for calling in and sharing that with the listeners.
Oh, yeah. We're
definitely going to schedule you, you know, to be on the show to do your interview and do some more pieces from your book. So, you know, we look forward to that. You guys, happy Thanksgiving to you. It's coming
you
up.
Too.
Don't eat too much. Don't get fat.
Too late.
All right, you guys. Thanks for calling in tonight and chopping it up with us.
All right, now. Y'all be safe now. Have a good holiday.
You know
All right,
it, man.
Thank you. You too.
Hit me
right
up
now.
On Twitter, baby.
Definitely.
Good night.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, we're going to go back into some more music, Black.
That was too funny.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yes. Let's go
good
ahead and
right
what
let's
was
get
that?
Back to the music. I said, let's get
all
back
right.
to the music. You already know
what
it is.
Let's
DD Radio.
We're going to come
let's
back.
Do it. That's right.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? Boys coming in effect, yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's just do that.
About a super group, right? So I'm thinking about,
right.
You know, Bobby Brown,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Kane, Chris Brown,
mm-hmm. The dysfunctions. The name going to be the dysfunctions.
Exactly. The dysfunction. That's right.
Why?
Hot new single,
mm-hmm.
Crack Cocaine. I was just playing. Hold on. Let me go.
You guys heard
going
it here
back.
First. The new group,
going
Dysfunctions.
Back. Hot new single, Crack Cocaine. All right, here we go.
Hi, we're not in right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, Pure linen, meat and little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, Dom P, palm tree. trees, cats named Pablo, and milks out Diablo. The williest, why this nigga be the silliest? The more I grow, the smaller the stickiness. Room 112, where the players dwell, and that's more cash than Burt Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah.
Don't know me, but she's setting up to look much.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, don't gotta, player, face clergy. Game so tight, they call it version.
I can't feel this love.
tackle.
No doubt.
You like to say what's
up?
What's up, man?
I like him.
To play tonight, we didn't even get to like we still had a lot.
I know.
Tracks.
I know.
We're gonna say
okay,
that for another time.
That's right. You know, as always, another great show with you, Black. Thank you for everything that you do to keep the show rolling.
Hey, you know
show.
Me. I just got one thing I want to say to the peoples real quick.
Why do we have to cross over? Why are niggas always crossing over something, huh? What's the matter, huh?
That's right. For all y'all there making records and don't know what you're doing, stop crossing
That's
over,
right.
baby. Make real music. Start making the real music again. What's up? Talk to us.
Right. Tell them, Black.
But anyway.
You got to let them know.
There you came. Anyway.
We appreciate everyone who tuned in to listen to the show tonight. I really hope you all enjoyed the music. We will be doing a part two. I want to give a special shout out to my boy Eargasm from Twitter, calling in, a constant supporter of the show. We really, really appreciate you, and we enjoy talking to you on the air. And shout out to my boy Douglas, a.k.a. the Sigma Poet. He called in, did his thing on the spot, on the air. It was hot. We're going to have him back on the show with an interview and to do more pieces, so check him out. Look, for that coming soon.
That's right.
Shout out to you, Black. You're awesome. You the man. You get it done.
Hey, you know.
Pour gravy on it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Make sure it's beef gravy. Hook me up. You know? Hook me up.
You don't like turkey gravy?
I love turkey gravy.
Huh? Okay. You like my turkey gravy.
Got that bone in there. That's right. always slipping something in there.
We stupid, y'all. We like to keep y'all guessing.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in. ED Radio.
I'm signing off with the outro, how we do it, baby.
Nice like this.
Oh, my God. The wrong one.
Raindrop would fall.
Anything about my voice,
nice like this.
Group of the year for the century.
Raindrop would fall.
Coming at you.
Nice like this. I wish raindrop would fall.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more.
Real
PD
talk.
Radio.
Every week.
Dance Man Radio.
That's right.
Let's go.
PD.
Day One Production.
That's how we jamming
this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Infamous right there.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Feeding in this to win this, baby.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah. PD
Radio.
And we
good
out.
Good night.